Monseigneur Jean-Yves Rieucourt is Bishop of the Diocese of Pontoise in the Paris region, and he spoke to my colleague Philippa Hitchin about the impact of Pope Benedict's visit to France.
We are very happy. I said we, as a bishop, because we are anxiety for us, it's vocations. And we, in the same time, we know that we have young priests, we have young religious in new communities, but the call of Benedict XVI in Paris and in Lourdes is very encouraging us to you know, work for the evangelization, and we are very happy that he said don't be afraid again. And he, as you could notice, many people clapped at this time, and especially the many priests who were there here in Lourdes like they were in Paris.
There were many young people here in the audience listening to his words. What do you hope will be the long-term effect of these words once the excitement here has died down?
We are accustomed in France, and especially in Île-de-France, of the pilgrimage of the youth here in Lourdes. And we have the World Youth Day. We have a very important group for 5,000 French from the old diocese of France went to Sydney and including New Zealand. And because here in Lourdes, since one century, the teenagers come for the pilgrimage, and Lourdes is known. Lourdes is also a place for the youth, and the youth were very many in Paris, and there are very many here in Lourdes. And we are very confident that this youth of today will be adults tomorrow, and they will be Christians, and they will be Christians in their life, or Christians giving their lives to Christ in answering to their own vocation.
It's not easy to do that here in France, is it? It's a very secular society.
It's a very secular society, but not it's secular society in Europe, in America, in Australia, but. We could feel that in every secular society we can be proud to be Christians, and Benedict XVI, like John Paul II, helps the youth to be proud to be Catholics.
That was Bishop Jean-Yves Rieucourt of Pontoise in France speaking to Philippa Hitchin. During her time in Lourdes, Philippa also spoke to an Irish priest leading a pilgrimage of young people to the Marian Shrine, and one of the members from that pilgrimage. Father Mark English is the Director of Youth Vocations in the Irish Diocese of Meath.
Yeah, I've been here many years, all right. But this year, of course, is extra special, and it's totally different to the normal pilgrimage because of the Holy Father's pilgrimage as well. So we're delighted to be able to be part of it. We're after being at World Youth Day, so to see the Pope now again, it's really special, all right.
You say you've got several, 100 people coming down here regularly. What is the attraction of Lourdes to people, do you think, particularly over there in Ireland, where obviously Marian devotion is quite a strong part of the religious culture?
Yeah, we have our own national Marian Shrine at Knock, where Our Lady appeared. And just coming to Lourdes, our first pilgrimage took place in 1948, so this is the 60th anniversary for us. And it's more to do with the whole simplicity of Lourdes and the attraction of coming to the shrine, bathing in the water, especially for the sick, okay? And the whole ritual around it. Okay, we have the 5 days of pilgrimage. It's also for those who are sick or elderly, who may never have travelled before, it is that one opportunity in life, maybe, that they get the opportunity from the local community, raise monies and fund their pilgrimage to here. I suppose the whole thing of it brings the whole diocese together, because there are many facets to the whole pilgrimage that takes place throughout the year in preparation for this 1 week. The whole thing of it's not too far away either. It brings everybody together because we have many helpers, Brent Carriers, handmaids, nurses, doctors, priests, and bishop, and it brings the whole diocese together. So I think that's what's the attraction of it, yeah.
You've got a group of young people here with you. What is the attraction? I don't know what sort of ages you are. Who'd like to tell
Patricia.
Me a little bit about it?
Hi. This is my third time here. I suppose I really love the calmness of it, and I feel like it's a totally you kind of take a few days out and you just relax and you kind of get back into, if you like, spiritual mode, because life is just so busy and hectic.
What do you do back home in Ireland?
I work in a printing company, so it's quite stressful, but it's a nice break.
And when you came the first time, it was with the parish, with the diocesan pilgrimage?
It was with the diocese, yeah. I came as part of the choir, but since then I've come back again because I love it here.
And what was it when you first came here? What was it that really attracted you to the place?
I suppose it was the group and the community, if you like, of people that came together, and it was just a really nice spiritual and moving experience.
We hear a lot about the crisis of the church in Ireland, as indeed in other European countries, including here in France. People not going to Mass anymore, people losing their sense of faith. What do you think Lourdes perhaps represents in terms of encouraging people to rediscover the roots of their faith?
I suppose faith is all about choice. You know, people choose to stick with their religion, and some people choose not to. But coming to Lourdes, it kind of makes you more aware of how special God is in your life.
Those were the voices of Patricia and Father Mark English from the Diocese of Meath in Ireland, speaking to Philippa Hitchin.